Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook, and you can choose from over 150,000 titles for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. You can get a free audiobook right now as a listener of DS Radio by going to terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Wishing you. If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to Dollars and Cents. Thank you, Peter Baker. This is your host, Terry Wilson, and I hope you have had a wonderful start to your new year. You know, 2015 is full of all kinds of promises and hopes and dreams and aspirations. And, you know, the first part of the year is always the time that we try to sit down and think about where we want to go this year. What did we do last year that worked? What did we do that maybe didn't work? And how we want to change that? Where do we want to go? You have hope for a bright future, a better year. I know many of you do, and I know many of you can get there. And I know many of you have already started your journey, your entrepreneurial journey on how to grow your business, how to protect it better from financial catastrophe, from health catastrophes, from, you know, the ever-changing winds that happen in our marketplace. You know, if you're in a business like me, I'm in health insurance. Man, boy, has it changed from, you know, just a few years ago. It used to be something that you could offer folks and give them a wide variety of options. And, you know, here lately and with all the changes and everything, it's sort of narrowed down as the price has risen. So there's challenges there, but there's still opportunity with every challenge. Today, I want to talk to you about a book that has really meant a lot to me. I have read this book probably two or three times, and I know a lot of my audience out there probably has either read this book or heard it spoke about, and I actually want to offer it to you for free at the end of this podcast, just because I believe in it so much. I'm telling you, if you grab a hold of what Robert Kiyosaki is saying in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I think it literally will change your life. It goes over so many things that we as people, as business people, as entrepreneurs, we tend to believe, and come to find out some of it just isn't so. One of the things that he tackles in there is wanting to talk about this myth that you need a high income to become rich. You know, my grandfather used to always say, and you've probably, if you've had parents or grandparents like I did, they're just down to earth, salt of the earth type people. Had a lot of wisdom in some of their Southern cliches and metaphors that they would use. And I would always remember when I first got my first job. My first job was actually making rugs, these rag rugs for my grandfather. He had this loom, you know, this textile type loom that would make these rugs. And, you know, boy, I just thought I was the king of the world as an 8-9-year-old boy that could earn, you know, 75 cents an hour back then. Boy, I thought I was doing something. And eventually he moved me to production work, which was $2 a roll, which in hindsight, knowing what he made for all of those, he really was a shrewd business person. But nevertheless, I really learned a lot and a lot of value in what it takes to earn a dollar, what it takes to keep a dollar. And one of the things he would always tell me, and I don't know if it was trying to just justify what he was paying me, but he would always say, Terry, it's not how much money you make, it's how much you spend. And, you know, at $2 for an hour and a half work, that was pretty rough advice back then. But, you know, that same sentiment is still true today. man, isn't it so easy to let the money go, but it's so much more difficult to get it in? Well, in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, one of the things that the author goes over is he's going to explode the myth that there's ways that you can accumulate wealth and not necessarily go on beans and rice. Now, I'm not knocking Dave Ramsey, and I think it's great advice, but there's ways that you can start accumulating wealth right now without having to be a high income earner and still have some money at the end of the day to show to be able to start leveraging the money you have and have it start working for you rather than you working for the money. And he's got some great advice. This is an audiobook that I want to give you. If you'll look down in the link right here, just click on our affiliate link and it's going to take you right there. And you can get a 30-day free trial and you'll also get this book for free. Now, one of the other things he's going to talk about is challenging the belief that your house is your greatest asset. Now, your house is a great asset, but if the lion's share of your income is being spent on your dwelling place, how many know if nothing else we learned in 08 was the housing market? Sometimes it's a great investment. It really is, but it can't be your only investment. And I think the advice there basically says don't have all your eggs in one basket. You really need to be diverse. Now, if you're in the real estate business, then that's the industry you know. Yes, the lion's share of what you have might should be in real estate, but it still needs to be diversified enough to hedge against what happens if the market shifts. Maybe we don't have this macro movement in real estate like we did in 08. Maybe it's a micro movement just in your area. How many know housing values can go down in one specific area based on any wide scenario situations that could happen? So it's just always good advice to be a little more diversified there. The other thing he's going to go over is he's going to show parents why they can't rely solely on the school system to teach their kids about money. You know, school and education is very important, but more important than even that is understanding the laws of money and understanding the principles of entrepreneurship. Regardless of what industry you go in, if you want to study to be a doctor, great, go and be a doctor. But if you don't have an entrepreneurial mind, a business mindset, you can make $250,000 a year as a great surgeon, $500,000 a year as a great surgeon, and have absolutely nothing to show for it at the end of the day because you don't have the business savvy to run a practice. At the end of the day, your education at school might give you a degree, but it's not going to give you the common sense you need to leverage your knowledge in the marketplace. And that's what an entrepreneurial mindset will give you. And this book is going to give you some of those entrepreneurial mindsets and principles that you really need to start practicing. Another thing it goes over is it defines once and for all what a true asset is and a liability. A lot of people do not know how to distinguish what an asset is versus a liability. They use common sense. They use what they may assume. They may use all different types of factors to develop their own internal metric system of how to measure what an asset and a liability is. But one of the greatest values that this audiobook gave me, and the reason why I'm wanting to share it with you today, is because it really drills down and helps you understand what an asset is versus a liability. And you would be surprised how much money, time, effort, and energy we as people a lot of times are going to pour into liabilities in life rather than the assets that we need to pour into. And then one of the other things that goes over that I think is really good is it teaches you what to teach your children about money for the future financial success. If you have children at all, and I've got five, we homeschool, and we're very thankful that we have that opportunity. But the best thing, the best gift you can give your children beyond their faith and education, which I think is top and first and foremost, is understanding the principles of business and money. Because how many know that's in the audience today that the economy we live in today is not the economy that we grew up in and even might have even plan for. You know, there's a whole world, there's a whole economy out there that is foreign to a lot of us. And I'm just scratching the surface into this whole digital commerce situation that's going on. I heard a podcast with John Lee Dumas from the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, and he goes over different guests that he has on, and it's a great show. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, and you're an entrepreneur in my audience, you'll want to pick that up too. It's because it's just a great information. One of the things that he went over was that the economy has not gone south; it's gone sideways. People assume, because if you look at the stock market, is doing wonderful. If you look at certain pockets in the industry or the marketplace, certain industries are doing wonderful. But you talk to so many people and like, well, we're doing okay, but it's not great. Or, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's sort of like there's this lackluster excitement in a lot of people about where the economy is. And the assumption is the economy's going south. Economy hasn't gone south, it's gone sideways. It's moved. It's changed. It's shifted. And we as entrepreneurs, whether we're in life and health, whether we're in a small business, maybe we run a pizza shop, maybe we're a realtor, contractor, whatever we do, understanding how to get in front of the clients and where they're at now. And it goes beyond just social media marketing. That's a buzzword that's in the whole entrepreneurial world right now. Social media marketing. There's a whole cottage industry built around marketing on social media, and you need to. But beyond that, learning the psychology of how to connect with people on social media, learning how to make it a genuine connection, learning how to add value to people on social media, that is beyond the science and gets into the artistic form of how we communicate with our best audience. So this book is going to give you a lot of information there. Click on the affiliate link below this podcast. You can download an audiobook for free just for being a listener at dsradio.net. Now, in the last few minutes of my podcast, a lot of people ask, you know, Terry, I've got this business, or I'm full-time, I work for someone, I'm not necessarily an entrepreneur, but I would like to start my own business. I just don't know where to. And I've got a couple of podcasts on work from home opportunities. Matter of fact, the last series of podcasts I did, I was actually outside on my back deck. If you haven't heard that, work from home, it was the three series before this one, talking about, the different ways to work from home, some of the tools you're going to need and all of that. We have an opportunity that we have developed. And that's one of the reasons why I've sort of broke away from the podcast last 3 or 4 weeks, because we had to develop this. But we literally have a call center opportunity for those in my listening audience that would like to start to grow and earn some more income and get their feet wet and what it's like to work for yourself. What it's like. Listen, there's no cost to it, number one. So I'm not pitching anything. I'm not trying to sell you on anything. But I want to show you an opportunity to work from home in our call center. And basically, calls come in. You take the calls and you answer the questions based on the reason why they're calling in. And as you help more people, you earn an income. The only thing you need is a computer and a telephone and internet connection. And you've got it. So if you're interested in learning how to earn more income, maybe do it from a home-based situation, we've test marketed this thing in California and Florida and different areas thus far, and we've had great success. So there's a link on the bottom of this podcast here as well on how you can start a business from home and start off in our call center. You might not stay there, but we've got potential incomes anywhere from $400 or $500 a week on a part-time situation to $2,000 and $3,000 a week on a full-time situation. 24/7, you answer the call and take care of the clients, and you get paid for it. How easy is that? Till next time, this is Terry Wilson, DSRadio.net. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my own. I can't shake this feeling.
You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.